All right, everyone, welcome to another episode of Life Beyond Boxes podcast. I'm Marion, and I got Victor Shaves here, both with Premium Q. So, as a matter of fact, this is the first episode since we rebranded the podcast.
Absolutely.
It used to be the moving day. And the main reason, actually, that it's a good point to actually start the podcast like this, because we do help people with a lot more than just moving services alone.
Welcome to Life Beyond Boxes, a podcast brought to you by Premium Q Moving and Storage. We're here to guide you through the ups and downs of moving. Whether you're just starting to pack or you're settling into your new home, trust me, we got your back. Let's make your move memorable and stress-free. Are you ready? Let's dive in.
Of course, you know, it's the whole broad spectrum of moving, packing, storage, and all that. But we also have these other partners that we work with from... you know, any kind of person in between, realtor, broker, real estate attorney, you can add up at any point. I mean, we got construction company, we got plumbers.
Yeah, I mean, kind of, you know, all facets of anything that, you know, revolves relocating in any way. So, you know, like we do the moving portions from the moving guys there that day to how we run the company here. We want to be there in all steps of the way. So again, full service, all aspects. You know, we want to be able to help everyone out no matter what the case might be. You know, if we can refer someone that we know that we've had luck with and we know that they do a great job, you know, it just works out on, you know, all different aspects for us. So you know, as much as we can help, you know, we love to do so.
And I remember actually this whole thing started a couple of years ago when we used to have the cleaning company as a sister company.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, we still recommend people to pick your cleaning. But anyway, so topic of the day is being the first episode of the 2024. We want to dive a little bit into a few moving trends that happened towards the end, well, I guess Q2, Q3 and 4 of 2024, and then moving into of 2023 and moving into Q1 of 2024. So I pulled some stats in here, but before I dive into those, what do you feel? Let's talk about the either the number one question, if you feel like we really got, you know, like way more than typical, or top three questions that kind of occurred during 2023 that you feel, all right, this is one piece of content that you can now send to our customers.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think the biggest thing in 2023 in its entirety is just how kind of crazy the market was. So definitely different aspects of the same question, but the number one thing was just not having all the information or not knowing all of the details when they're looking for a quote. So, you know, over the last couple of years, the housing market has been pretty good for sellers and buyers. So yeah, things go quick. You bought a house quick. You sold your house quick. So a lot of it was you calling the moving company when you knew your exact closing date. Yeah, things might change, but you really had a sense of what service you need, when you needed it, and just kind of the outline of your whole process. This year kind of got flipped on its end with the market being as high as it was and rates going up. So there was a lot of people that were either putting their house on the market and didn't know if it was going to sell or when it was going to sell, or people looking for a house and not knowing if they're going to end up getting it with the finance once they finally got the numbers, or just not knowing when it was going to be. You also had a lot of people that would sell a house, but then would, you know, kind of stay in the house for agreement terms with the new owners for a month. So you had that was kind of up in the air. So really just people calling us going, I'm moving, but I don't know really where, when, or what, to be honest with you. So it was just a lot of uncertainty, you know, people being unsure on if they should be even looking for a moving quote at this time. And then also just being like, I would love to make a decision right now. I just don't know what decision I'm going to finally end up making. And that's when we come on and say, you know, hey, listen, there's never a, you know, it's never too early to get a moving estimate. You know, moving is always, as you know, it's kind of an afterthought when you're doing everything, buying a house, you know, then all of a sudden you have your closing date and you go, oh crap, I'm moving in a couple weeks. So it was kind of a nice, you know, little change on people giving us a call And that gave us, you know, ways to recommend some of the other services that we know people do, like our real estate agents that we're close with, and mortgage brokers, and financial advisors, the whole nine yards. So it was nice this year to be a little bit ahead of the game when people were calling us, so we can actually recommend a lot of the great people that we work with.
And that's why we even had a couple episodes last year, one where we talked about solar, where we had the guy that kind of went pretty deep into explaining the whole process of getting solar, and a couple other talk with Matt Quinlan, with Classified, about tips and also real estate trends going into, I think this was Q3 of 2023, something like that. But because his wife does the staging and all that, he had a lot more insights on that part. But it's actually really important to people that are listening or watching this, because you mentioned something interesting. People were not knowing when they were moving, or like how, at what point in time their house is gonna sell. But this year we've seen a trend that it's been, I guess, forever. We've seen people booking way more in advance. You're used to the whole 3 to 6 weeks, if that, typically 3 to 4, 2 to 4, I would say it's like the 90%. But then this year we've seen, 6, 7 weeks in advance, which is interesting for...
I mean, it's awesome. I mean, honestly, you're kind of game planning for all the busier month. It's nice to get those people in the schedule already early. And, actually, I had a customer today that was calling for a move in July. Middle of July, she goes, I think I'm moving that date. I know it's going to be around there. And I was talking to her and she was like, still waiting for a lot of information. And I kind of just said, hey, listen, if you think you're very comfortable with booking our services, if you like the way the company sound, you're going to do a good job. If you're confident and just us as a moving company, let's book your date middle of July. I think we did July 15th as of now. I think it's a Saturday. So I'm like, that, if it's going to be that date, is a very, very busy date for us. So I want to get you already in the schedule. Don't worry about it. If you need to move it up, move it back, just give me a call at any time. No change date fees. Obviously, there's no penalty to get in our schedule and then change the move date. A lot of people, will call and apologize saying, hey, listen, something changed. I'm so sorry to do this. And I go, don't worry about it. I'm like, the worst thing that I have to do in a day is just change somebody's moving date. It's considered a very good day for us.
Within the next couple hours.
Yeah, absolutely. As long as it's not the day of the move when the guys are driving there. But it's an easy process for us. And, it's good to get in busy company schedules so they have a game plan. They know. It also just builds rapport. If I'm seeing your name
and
on
our schedule.
And you're
getting a pretty good deal because,
Absolutely. Rates always go up. So they never go down.
They're going down.
So rates, the busier we are and, when we have to stretch towards our normal capability, rates do go up a little bit. So typically when you're booking for the summer month, doing it in, your January, February, even March, you typically get the best rate possible because the market hasn't really changed for us quite yet going into our busy season. And then, it just builds rapport because if I'm seeing your name on a schedule for 6 months before your move is, by the time your move gets there, we're best friends. I know everything about it, and I'm there to help you out, with any changes that need to be made, throughout, even if it happens to be a week before.
100%. And it's interesting now looking at the, because we had a couple big things happening last year, but some key moving statistics. And this is from MarketWatch.com. Apparently, the top five states Americans are more likely to move. And this was December. This was actually published December 29th of 2023, so just a few weeks ago. Number one, Florida, Texas, North Carolina, Arizona, and South Carolina. I mean, between Texas and Arizona, we don't go as often. I mean, we still have customers here and there. Yeah. But Florida, I mean, the main reason that we opened up our Tampa location last year was because we do go quite often to Florida. And so number one, I don't know if this is necessarily in this order, but North Carolina and South Carolina, we go quite often.
Yeah, that's probably, other than Florida, the Carolinas are what we do the most. Obviously Florida makes sense. Shout out to Adrian for our Tampa location. He's been killing it over there.
Yeah, we should have him on the pod at some point in time.
Or we go down to Tampa and get them on the pod, do a little vacation for us. But yeah, Florida, I mean, snowbirds, right? So, you know, always, you always hear people retiring to Florida. I mean, after the snowstorm that we got a couple weeks ago, why wouldn't you if you can? So yeah, it's always, you know, nice weather states. You know, Texas, you know, it also is how the job market is a lot too. You know, obviously we're in Boston here. So, you know, with Harvard, MIT, all these fabulous schools around us, there's a lot of people that, you know, graduate college, might live around here and works for some of the companies here. And then they go on to, you know, big tech. So like the year, I want to say it was 2019, where a lot of big tech went to Texas. We did Texas more than we ever have. So a lot of it is going with the housing market on where a lot of these big companies like Amazon, Tesla, you know, the whole nine yards are going. But a lot of it is Florida. So it's, you know, retirees going down there to, you know, enjoy their retirement with the nice weather. And then North and South Carolina, you know, kind of come off of that. You know, a lot of people might be looking for Florida, but then as they're looking for houses, they realize they like North and South Carolina better. So yeah, a lot, that was probably our three most. And then California, we do you know, a decent amount every year, a little bit different with California because it's so far away.
Years that we go a lot,
yeah,
and like as in like every week,
yeah, 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 absolutely.
And then we have years that we barely go, just a couple times a year. But yeah, that's it's good to kind of get a sense of what are the states, and obviously it makes sense from what we see in our numbers, and hence the decision to open up Tampa. And I was impressed. I don't remember if I've been, I mean, maybe I just crossed Tampa before, but I was there during Christmas time, and I was impressed. Like, city is actually beautiful. Like, both the real estate market, it's pretty good. We were looking at a couple self-storage facilities. Like, eventually we'll probably go into that market too. And it's a lot more affordable than, you know, than Mass. But so if we go to the next one, which is actually published by census.gov, and they say, well, apparently a lot more people are asking, like, Americans moving more. And census says, despite shifts in and reasons for moving and types of moves, mover rate remained at a historic low, but this was 2022 comparison compared to 2021. And then moving into 2023, actually, it was increased, which is interesting. And then the next question is, why are so many people moving? So they say the numbers indicate that the cities and states with high cost of living, inclement weather, are pushing Americans to move, while the cities and states that offer low tax rates, warm weather, and affordable housing. I mean, you know, if you just compare Boston to Tampa, these two alone. Yeah. And again, not that Tampa is necessarily a cheap spot.
Yeah.
It's a lot more affordable for the same type of place that were the same, you know, size. So I guess the one topic that I wanted to dive into a little bit was, I had this, so Adrian, I think I heard a conversation with a customer of his yesterday or 2 days ago that had to do with interstate moving out of Tampa to South North Carolina. I can't remember exactly where. And I guess we have to do a better job explaining how much of a different process we have, us compared to van lines when it comes to interstate. Because a lot of people were assuming, well, at least in this case, they were assuming that we're still going to offer the 2 week to 3 weeks window of time of delivery, which it really depends to what size of a place you have when you move and what are you looking for exactly. Like, I feel like we are really carrying towards the customer that really needs their stuff there ASAP. Maybe they move for a job or whatever the reason is, they just don't want to wait 2 weeks or 2 to 3 weeks in an empty house. So let's dive a little bit into that. Like, do we still get in Boston this question quite a bit?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we get, you know, obviously people, you know, quotes for people moving interstate all the time, you know, from one bedroom studio apartments to a handful of boxes to your 2, 3, 5 bedroom houses. So wide range of people moving across, you know, obviously state lines. And it always starts the same way. It's, are you a broker? or you know, no one really knows what Vanline is compared to which we are, which is a moving company that does interstate moves. They ask more, are you a broker? Do you use any third parties? Two main differences on when it comes to interstate movings. Again, there's Vanline shipping companies that would fall under the category of being a broker. Sometimes they use third parties. Some of them do it in-house, but there's that type of shipping. And then there's moving companies that do interstate moves, which mainly means three things. So the big thing is we're not a broker. We're not selling the job as Premium Q Moving and then giving it to another local moving company or interstate company to ship. We're not hiring a driver to just drive it down. It's all our guys. It's all done in-house, so we don't use any third parties. And then with that, we do exclusive and direct shipping. The exclusive part is we don't do shared shipments. So everything is in the truck that's designated for your belongings only. We don't run tractor trailers. We don't run 53-foot trucks. We run 26-foot box trucks. There's 16-foot trucks that go down, the 26-foot box trucks, and then obviously there could be multiple trucks on a given interstate, but they're only for your belongings. It's not like we're picking up your stuff that's going to Florida, and then on the way we're picking up somebody in North Carolina to deliver to Florida. It's only your stuff in the back, which means that there's no way of your items getting mixed up with anybody else's, because there's no one else in the truck itself. So that's the exclusive part of it. And then the direct portion of it is that we go down with only your belongings. So it's directly there. We're not making stops on the way since there is nobody's belongings in there. And then we're going down directly for your belongings or directly for you. So you can really pinpoint the date. We have less variables that will delay us when we're on the road since it's only your belongings. So, I mean, I think we have a 98.7% rate of hitting it on the exact day. I mean, really, the only thing that would delay us
is weather or, God forbid, some mechanical.
Exactly, which usually delays us maybe a couple hours. You know, maybe we were scheduled in the morning. You end up, you know, getting offloaded at noon. But you can really pinpoint the day. And then, again, since it's only your belongings and you're the only variable that is depending on when we leave, if you need us to get down to Florida in 4 days when it typically takes us 2 days to get down there, we can leave, you know, a few days later accordingly. Keep your stuff in the truck overnight. That way we're getting on your exact delivering date. That way we can work around closings. Or if you just want to spend a couple more days in Boston, see your friends and family before you start your new that Monday, we can leave accordingly to deliver on that Sunday. That way you're settled in and ready for work at 9 a.m. on Monday. So that's really the biggest thing when it comes to, you know, Vanline shipping versus us.
Yeah, and then I feel like a lot of times people ask the question in terms of, do we use a third party, as in, like, if we are the broker part.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, the only third party in there that can be used is the truck if we have to go and rent, you know, additional trucks. Questions when it comes to, like, truck rentals, I mean, every company that I've seen online, yeah, or whatever, everybody uses rental trucks, because you have to supplement this whole, every state has a season when it comes to moving. Mm-hmm. So it's not like, all right, we're gonna show up in a rental truck and now you have to question, like, why is this happening?
Of course. Yeah.
But I guess it's important to address it for the people that might not understand. Yeah. Why are we using a, you know, truck that's rented with Penske or Ryder. Yeah. or Budget? And it's just a matter of, if we are so busy between the months of May to September,
yeah,
of course the numbers, like the math, doesn't make sense to actually purchase a full-blown brand new truck and then have, yeah, it on insurance and all that. So that's why most companies rent trucks.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I mean, also for long distance, sorry for
cutting. Yeah, no worries.
But for long distance, when we go, it's also a little bit of a plus for us too when it comes to, hey, God forbid, the mechanical thing shows up. It's like 24/7 roadside assistance for any kind of.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, that's the biggest thing. You know, when you were renting trucks, you know, one of it is we don't want to, you know, kind of tie up our fleet. You know, we have other local jobs to do at that same time. You know, just because we booked an interstate job doesn't mean we're going to stop that truck from doing local jobs, you know, the next 3 days. So if we did it with our own trucks, it wouldn't be just that truck being consumed for that one day. It's the whole process. You know, obviously you have that 3 to 4 to 6 day process, depending on where you're going, you know, in the States. But so it's that. And then it's also the 24 hour, you know, roadside assistance on the trucks. You know, we, as much as we would love to, We can't be all places at all times. So it's good to have that security just in case something happens. We can call the number. They get right on it. They have great response time. That way, if there is some minor mechanical issues, it delays us again an hour, a couple hours, and it's not delaying us days and, you know, that point. And then also, a lot of people don't know that when we do stuff, especially in the West Coast, you know, the guys drive your stuff down there and then they take a flight back home. Yep. That way we can get them back to do some local jobs or another interstate most of the times. And, you know, we have guys that are constantly, you know, driving trucks in different states and then fly right back. And the next day, you know, they're going on another move. So some of our guys love it. They, you know, see all 48 inland states, you know, through working and they get paid to do it. So, you know, a lot of them love it. So, you know, that's really the aspect of using the rental trucks.
100%. And we'll end this episode with a few things. Number one, we'll start. I'm not 1,000% sure if from the next episode, but definitely from the next month. We'll start because we're going to start using a new platform. I'll reveal it more on the next show. But we're going to be able to take calls regardless if they're live or if people want to record a quick question. They'll be able to just go on the podcast page and then just record a quick, you know, 10, 20 second, 30, whatever question. If it's moving related or at least within the scope of relocating from to Boston, Florida, or within, or does anything in between, pretty much. Any question that can be addressed here on the podcast. And then the other thing is we'll start bringing more guests this year. So we want to also hear from all of you guys that are watching, that are consuming, that are listening to the podcast. Let us know what other topics you'd be interested in hearing. So we had realtors, we had people in solar. Mm-hmm. So the next, I know we have lineup. So Matt Quinlan is coming back and to talk about real estate trends for 2024. But we also have a real estate attorney. So what we'll try to do is we'll try to gather some questions ahead of time from any of the either customers or just listeners in general. So if any of you guys have any questions, obviously you'll be able to click in the description of this episode, regardless where you consume it, if it's YouTube, Apple, Spotify, or any platform. You'll be able to go in there. You want to add anything that maybe I have missed on this?
No, I think we touched base. It was a pleasure talking to you guys. And yeah, I mean, if you guys have any other questions you would like us to, you know, answer in another podcast, or just any questions related to something we talked about that maybe we didn't answer, or if you just want to drop down in a comment your worst van line shipping story, just make sure that you put that it was van line shipping companies and not us. You know, we love to hear from you guys. So we appreciate it. And we'll talk to you guys soon.
We'll catch you in the next episode. Take care, guys.
Thank you for joining us on Life Beyond Boxes. If you enjoyed this episode and found it to be helpful, please subscribe to our show. Don't forget you can watch these episodes on our YouTube channel. Just check the link in the description for this and other related episodes. Until next time, keep it moving forward, and here's to a life beyond boxes.